Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander. I'm here to host my show, Life Laughter Happiness. Today, my guest is Gail Thackray. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, you did. Thank you, Jonathan.
That's good. You know, we have, you said that before we get to the questions, you know, it's funny. I was looking up your name online, and what I liked was the way that you made things that, under normal circumstances, sound very boring, sound very interesting. You were standing in front of, like, a bunch of stones, and you were talking about the stones, you know?
I was talking about the stone circles, yeah, like Stonehenge kind of stone circles.
And I was really very, very impressed that you were able to do that. And, you know, it made it so interesting. You made it sound like it was fascinating. You kind of reminded me a little bit of a psychic Olivia Newton-John a little bit. I don't know if you've ever, you know, because you're Australian, you're both, as I understand it, you're Australian. Is that it?
Well, actually, I'm English, but I live in Los Angeles, so that makes me Australian.
You're English, but you live in Los Angeles, but that makes you Australian?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
That's what I say jokingly, because everybody thinks I'm Australian, which is a good thing, because, you know, English, to look English, I don't know, they have that kind of bad teeth and white skin, so I'm more tan than that.
Now, would you like to go ahead and start with some questions? Would you like that?
No,
yeah.
I don't have it.
Okay. Is that okay with you, Gail?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a caller already?
Yeah. Well, I think the first person to call in was a guy named, Ramon Rose. What was your name?
Raul.
Raul, yes. Raul, okay. All right, I'm sorry.
Raul,
are you there?
I'm here. Yes.
Hi. So do you have a question today?
Yes, Gail. It's such a delight to speak to you. I'm so lucky. I wanted to basically ask you a question in regards of my own healing abilities. I do want to see John of God in the next year or so, hopefully with you. I want to know what area should I explore, what do you see or feel, or any information you might help me with that.
Yeah, well, I thought you've already been to see John of God because you're very connected with those spirits. I already see them working with you, so I don't know if you've read up about him or watched movies, but I feel like you've already put it out there. And when we say, you know, I'm interested in this, I want to receive this, and we open up our heart and do that, they already come. So I feel like you're already very connected to the spirits. And they're saying trust yourself more. You know, you're always looking at, oh, well, do I need to learn this, and maybe I need to learn that, and then people say, oh, you have to have a certificate in this. It's not about that. It's about, you know, you already know this stuff. You've done this stuff through past lives. You are a very high channel, so I don't know if you know this, but when you meditate, do you really go deep, or sometimes you don't remember what happened? Is that right?
I don't meditate that much, but when I do, yes, I don't. I really don't meditate, you know.
Yeah.
I don't remember what happened, yeah.
Well, you're a channel, so, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if when you meditate, you say to people, oh, I fall asleep, or I don't remember it. You actually very easily can channel like John of God. So, actually, to bring spirits in your body, which is pretty crazy, but you can do that. So, have you actually done something like energy healing, like a kind of a Reiki, not Reiki, but something like that?
I have a Reiki training. I'm a Reiki master, which is I've only done it with my sister.
Okay.
And I do feel my hands tingle a lot. I mean,
that your body actually starts shaking when the energy comes through. It's so strong. It's like these spirits actually come inside you. So when you've done Reiki, and yeah, you don't do it enough, but do you sometimes feel like you've kind of forgotten what happens, or you feel like you're not there sometimes?
Yeah, a little bit of that. It takes move back and forth a little bit.
Yeah, and your memory, sometimes you can't remember things, like you get a message, but then you can't remember it. Yeah, it's because you are going very deep and channeling. So I think that's going to be your gift. I don't know. I can't really see you doing one-on-one healing sessions with people, but I do see you incorporating it into something else. Are you very much into sports and fitness?
I have not done it in the last year or so due to my lifestyle right now. I'm working a little too much.
Yeah, you need to get back into that. Did you used to play soccer?
I did, yes, when I was little.
Yeah, you need to get back into that, doing some physical exercise. And also be around water. Are you near some kind of a lake or water, some waterfalls near you?
A waterfall, yes, about an hour away, but I live in Seattle, so there's a lot of water around here.
Yeah, and that was the other thing I was going to say, because I'm seeing, like, I don't know if you've ever heard of James Gilliland. He has a ranch up in Washington.
James
Gilliland is connected to IR extraterrestrial beings. And I just I don't know if you've heard about him. I felt the draw to go there, but there's a ranch up there that I think you might be interested in. But they've been showing you a lot of different things. So I feel like your career, you've had a lot of different changes. You've taken on a lot of stuff. And what they're doing is they're trying to get you to see what you really want. So right now you've got too much stuff going on in your life, and some of it is the kind of stuff you don't like. So have you taken on some business stuff that you wish you hadn't?
My jobs, the two jobs that I'm not really motivated, and
Yeah, they're trying to show you that there's something else that's more, those things you're doing not really in line with your soul purpose. You really feel great when you do the healing work, when you're helping people, when you're outside by water. But you need to get your body a little bit more in shape.
Yes. Gil, you know, the other night I woke up in the middle of the night and I felt like electricity was going through my body. I never experienced that before.
Yeah. So just, you know, more meditation, more channeling, talking with the spirits, and you're going to be having a lot of changes in your career, but it's all wonderful.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, before we go to the next caller, I was amazed. You might... Let's take like a minute and explain what John of God is. Is John of God a location or is it a person? Because when I first read about it, I'll be honest, I thought it was a location.
Well, it kind of is. You see, John of God is a man. His name's John, and he's a medium, and he lives in Brazil. What he does is he's a channel medium, so spirits come inside his body, and then he becomes John of God. So most of his work is done in Brazil, a place called Abajania. And you go to see him, and you can. I take trips down there for 2 weeks. So it kind of is. It's like a journey. You go down there, you get in the energy, you go to see him, and he does amazing physical healings. You see people getting up out of wheelchairs and walking. What he does is the spirits read your energy. It's about spiritual healing, and you might ask for a physical thing, or you might say, got a problem with my relationship or finances or business or whatever it is, and the spirits, you know, look at you and they'll change your energy. So it's spiritual healing, and it's on all levels. But so he is a man. You do go to see him, and occasionally he travels. Like this year he's going to Australia in November, but most of the time you have to go to Brazil to see him.
All right, would you like to take another caller?
Sure. I wrote a book about John of God, about visiting John of God. And I also, people feel the energy from a distance, so I actually will take people's photographs down there, and they can get amazing results just from sending a photograph down there and having what you call a distant healing.
Okay. The next caller we have is of a 925 area code. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Gail. My name is Lorraine, and I've just been kind of following some of the work that you do, and definitely very interested in John of God, and just wanted to reach out to you. Actually, a couple years back, like I have a spiritual teacher. His name is Satya Sai Baba. He passed away in April of 2011, I had gone to see him. Like, I've been going to see him for many, many years, and have been doing a lot of different spiritual practices, and he's been guiding me from point and from a very young age, and I visited him once before he left his body, and went to and was receiving messages from him indirectly through a family member of mine who communicates with him. And when I came back from India, I had a very profound like awakening, and it really shook me up, because it gave me like insight as to like what my past life was, and not just my past life, but just a lot of very heavy karma that you know I took on in this life, and also certain contracts that I have for this life in terms of service that I was supposed to make in this life, and the awakening that I had was very, very profound. It was it's almost like losing my identity, basically, and it left me in a position where, like, in a very stagnant state, because I was told by whoever I spoke to that it's a blessing, that it's a, you know, tremendous blessing, but there was a lot of fear that built up from this,
you know, we often go through these major crises in life, and we think, you know, why me? Why did this happen? But, you know, everything has a purpose and a learning, and you're absolutely correct. This came to you as actually a transformation. It was a point where everything at once, so it was relationships, finance, or family, it all came down at once, and when it comes all together, it feels like, you know, this tremendous burden and how we're going to go through it. But when you do get through it, often your life has completely changed, which yours did. So again, you were not doing what you were supposed to be doing before, and everything kind of had to come to a big crunch for you to pay attention. So I feel like you had been kind of stuck in a treadmill situation for years, and something major had to come and get your attention so that you can wake up and say, look, what is life really about?
Yeah.
I feel a lot of stress in your left shoulder and the back of your neck. Do you have any pain there?
I don't have pain there, but I carry a lot of burden from the guilt of this experience, and
yeah. Well,
I feel like it comes.
Yeah. And we carry a lot of stress in our shoulders, or if people have lower back issues, that stress more financially. Yours is more relationship stuff. You took on a lot with your family.
Yeah.
Right? Especially with your parents.
Yep.
And, you know, definitely. We choose our parents before we come into this life. We choose, you know, our parents for that experience. But, I mean, sometimes it's one parent, sometimes one issue. You kind of, like, took on the whole thing this time, right? So, you know, both parents were difficult, correct?
Both parents were very loving, but it's almost like it absolutely has a lot to do with my parents, because they gave me all the support, more love than, you know, one can kind of ever expect to have, but it's like almost like it's almost like falling from grace, like from all that was given, even from, you know, my spiritual teacher. It's like, even though I know he's still present and there to like support and guide, it's almost like it's a feeling of like falling from grace, and it's probably the worst. I mean, this is where the guilt comes in. It's like if I could remedy the situation, and if I knew how to remedy the situation, I would go in that direction. But I feel in this position that I have really, like, there's tremendous amount of guilt about a lot of different things, and it's left me in a very stagnant state. And that's not my nature. Like, it's never been my nature. I've always been very.
Okay, the message is coming through very strong for you. Is you're almost through to the other side. you're doing the right thing. Keep going and trusting in yourself. You wouldn't be blessed to have these abilities to see this master in spirit. They wouldn't be coming to you if you weren't a very highly evolved soul. So you just have to, you know, trust in yourself and believe in yourself. This guilt stuff that you have, it's all put on by yourself. You know, this...
I don't know how to shed it off, though, Gail. Like, it's such a heavy burden. I don't know how to shed it off of me. Like, I don't know how to shake it off. I mean, I know it's not as simple as that, but I've, like, honestly, like, I always had, like, a very firm resolve in what...
Rebecca.
In the.
You know, it is as simple as that. If you believe it and you want to get rid of it, in fact, let's do a karma clearing right over the radio for you and for anybody else. We all collect karmic debt. It sits in our energy field, and we collect things from this lifetime, you know, feelings of guilt and anger, feelings of hurt. So everybody at home, just think about what you might be holding on to, especially things with your parents, things in your early childhood, and the things that still, you know, you still have those feelings about it. And let's put it out there that we want to clear off this. We want to remove any karmic debt through all past lifetimes, because we've just set this up for ourselves that we said we owe this, we want to experience the other side of it. So this is debt that we are saying that we like to experience. So let's tell ourselves right now that we will release ourselves of this debt. We don't need to experience that. We've experienced enough. And what we do is we ask the spirits to connect in with us. So everybody at home that wants to join in, if you want to just kind of clear off your energy, remove any guilt or any pain, anything from any past lives or from this life, put your hand over your heart. And we ask to connect in with beautiful, benevolent spirits that want to work with you. We're completely protected with divine light. We're only working with beings in the highest of goodness. And then in your mind, if there's something particular, some area of your life that you need to heal, something that's bothered you for a long time, just put that out there and just give spirits permission that you want to release this in your life. You want to release this guilt. You want to release this pain. You want to release this anger. We ask the beautiful divine spirits right now to do a healing on Doreen and anybody at home that wants to do this. Put your hand over your heart. If you want to do this, give me a big yes.
Yes.
Take a deep breath. 1, 2, 3. And so be it. Okay, so I don't know if you actually felt something. For me, it was all released from that left shoulder. That's where you carry most of your family relationship stuff, especially with your mother, right there.
Yeah. I felt, I don't know about the shoulder, but I felt something clear in my mental state for sure.
Yeah, and also I think you've taken on stuff from other people and that was kind of hanging around you too. So some of
yeah.
it was not actually all your energy, but stuff you've taken on from other people. You're like a psychic sponge taking on other people's issues. I do feel like you are going to go back to India.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Right. It might not be for a while, but I do feel like you're going to go back into that energy again, and there's going to be somebody else, a living guru that you're going to connect with.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Right. You know, before we go to the next caller, you know, I liked how you make sure that everybody is given, you know, you listen to people, you really pay attention to what they have to say. My plan is to move to Los Angeles. Are you there, Gail? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. So you're going to move to Los Angeles?
Well, my plan is to move to Los Angeles, and the thing is that, you know, it's something that I've wanted to do. It's kind of a dream of mine. And it's interesting. That's why I like it. I just like the idea that you have this incredible warmth about how you talk, and I like it. You know.
Well, for you, I think the shift's happening later this year. So I don't know if you're planning on actually moving later this year, but it's not just about where you're moving to. The radio is going up tremendously. So I know you say, oh, I do this for a living. I think there's like an issue there. Like some people might say, well, what else do you do? And you say, no, this is what I do. This is my job. This is my life. This is my sole purpose. But I feel like in about 6 months, you're going to say, no, now I'm really there. Now I'm really doing that. So I don't know if you've been feeling like, well, you know, it's not really big enough, but you're going to take it to the next level.
You're saying that this radio show is going to go to the next level, what you're saying, right?
Say that again?
You're saying that this radio show is going to go to the next level?
Yes, I'm saying this radio show is going to go to the next level, and I do feel like it is this radio show. It's not going to work for somebody else. But there's something about shifting to a bigger city, and there's more contacts, there's more people finding out about it, but I do feel like it's definitely the same subject, the same listeners, it's the same crowd, so I feel like it's the same show, but it's going to a whole new level, and it's kind of an overnight thing. It's not a gradual thing, and it does have to do with moving to another place. So I think a big city like Los Angeles...
Moving to Los Angeles is going to happen.
Yeah. I think it's part of your psyche, too. So where are you right now? Are you in Texas?
No, I'm in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Because I'm feeling like it's also your energy. When you feel like you've come to Los Angeles, you feel now I'm ready. So it's also about your energy.
Right.
There's something about where you live right now, you feel like you can only be on a certain level, that you need to be in a bigger place. And I like Hollywood for you because you need to, again, be in nature and near water. And even though Los Angeles is a big city, it has a lot of areas that you can get away and do that. And I feel like you need that. You need to be by the water.
Right. You need to be by the water. Okay. All right. Let's continue. Now, let's see here. Let's put this next person on here. Next person on here. Okay. This next person is a 412 area. There.
Hey, Gail. How you doing? It's Tawanda from Facebook.
Hi. Who's this?
I was praying I was the next one, and I am.
Been on hold for 20 minutes. You've been to get some work.
Thank you so much.
What's your name?
Tawanda.
Hi, Tawanda. How are you doing today?
I'm well. I'm Tawanda from Facebook. You're on my Facebook page.
Oh, wonderful.
So, Gail, I'm in a transition, major transition. Have a book coming out in August, working on a workshop for mothers and daughters, and I really need to know how it's going to go.
Well, you already know it's going to be a huge success. I don't know why I'm getting this word, but I'm getting give yourself permission for it to be a success. Do you know why I'm being told that?
I know I'm like walking into the unknown and being tested to trust. It's just a tad bit much.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you've been, the book that you're writing about, you've been sharing this with people for a long time. So I don't know if you just talk about it, you blog about it, but you've been sharing this. So it's almost like everybody's been sitting going, okay, finally, when is this going to come out? So you know it's going to be a success because it's almost like you've already set the market for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And did you move recently? Are you thinking about moving?
Yes, I would love to move to Spain the end of the fall.
Okay, are you moving? Is there a connection with Hawaii with you?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know why I'm getting Hawaii for you. Because right now you're more on the, are you on the East Coast?
Yes, I'm in a transition, staying with friends and family, and just taking it one step at a time. But
You know, maybe you're just going to go on a little vacation to Hawaii, but I do feel Hawaii for you. Are you in, like, near New York, but not all the way in New York, right?
Well, I'm looking
like
at the workshop. I'm looking ahead to workshop either in New York or in D.C., and I'm not sure about that. Do they know? Do they suggest D.C. or New York for the workshop, or both places?
To do a workshop?
Yes.
You know, it's going to be successful wherever it is.
Okay.
Close to home. You know, they're saying close to home. So don't be so worried about where the workshop is. But there's some concepts in this book that they're saying you need to use daily. What are the concepts? Is it kind of like a meditation thing? Or
Bless doing a journal for preteens.
It's journal for preteens. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have kids yourself then, right?
No, I have them.
Older?
I have them. I've mothered many kids.
Yeah. Well, there's something in there that you tell the mothers to do, or you tell the teens to do, that you can also do in your own life and you're not doing. So you have to have a think about
that. It's funny you said that, because I brought the manuscript out yesterday and I was looking at it, and I haven't looked at it in a while, and I was like, you're right. What I say is what I give is what I need to do for myself.
Yeah, you do need to do it for yourself. So what is it? You need to love yourself, trust yourself, something like that. What is it that you keep telling everybody? Believe
yes,
in yourself.
Yes, it's so funny. It's funny, Spear. It's funny. It's funny. All those elements. There's 10 elements in there, and you just said a couple of them, yes.
Bless yourself, trust yourself, have strength, and something about being together. That's what I'm getting for you.
Yeah, I truly appreciate you so much, and stay blessed.
Well, it's going to be successful. You know it is. So, yeah, just, you know, put out there the things that you're telling, that you're teaching them because you know their work, because you've done it. And the other thing that you do is you bring together lots of different people that have different skills. So I don't know if that's another book you're going to do, or there's some kind of a blog or something. But I see.
No, I have an online radio talk show. Also.
Yeah, well, okay, that's
world.
It. Because I see you talking to lots of different psychics, spiritual healers, people that all bring motivational people that all kind of bring together. So there's some kind of thing you're doing. So it must be the radio, and that's gonna take off in a better way for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So glad to have you on.
Did she answer your question?
Yes, thank you both so much.
Did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you both so much, and stay blessed.
Thank you. Blessed day to you.
You know, we have about a minute left.
It is Friday the 13th today, but we seem to be having pretty good luck today. What do you think, Jonathan?
I think we're having pretty good luck. But, you know, I was really kind of flattered. He followed me on Twitter, so I returned the favor. I was thinking, she must really think I'm something, that I'm really, because she would really be sincere when she says that she thinks that the show's going to go places, because I have just recently subscribed to the revenue share, which is, you know, and I wanted to make sure that everything, you know, up until now, it's just been sort of a show, you know, a place where people go and talk. But the reason I chose the name Life. It's because I wanted something universal. The show's not, I don't just interview psychics, although I interview a lot of psychics. And it's just because I want to have a show where, you know, the show could potentially be about anybody. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I see that the same thing. It's still going to be about anybody. There's more, you have more of a pool in Los Angeles, so maybe that's going to help, because I do feel like more connections. And you're going to kind of get in with one person that likes you, and they're going to suggest some other people. So I do see, there's a lot of kind of healthy living, young actress kind of people, too. Do you do that already?
Well, what I do is I do a lot of, I have a lot of friends who are models, and I have a lot of friends who are psychics. And I've, you know, it's been something that I've done to try to, you know, make sure that everything gets that are in network. And I sort of, one of where I got your name, I got your name off the book, Top 100 Psychics in America's book. And you were in the book. And
I'm in a psychic book? What book am I in?
The Top 100 Psychics and Astrologers in America.
Oh, I am. I didn't even know that. I'll have to get a copy of that.
You didn't know that? You're in the book.
No, I didn't know that.
It's funny because almost everybody that's in the book knows that they're in the book. And apparently the way it works is that they listed you in the back. They have your website. It's Gail Thackeray. And I think the thing is that the reason I was wanting to get you on, I'll just go ahead and give you a compliment, but, you know, it's just that you were in Los Angeles. A lot of my friends are in Los Angeles, and, you know, they're all, like, blondes, and, you know, it's probably, like, blonde hair. You know, she stands in front of this. I could see you connecting that I would have called in, but the reason I like to move to LA is because I think it's just a place where I don't know, I connect well. I don't see, I mean, you're saying if you see me actually moving there within a year.
Yeah, but you've got to act, you know. It's like we've all got these possibilities, and the universe keeps giving you the opportunities, and then you go, oh, I don't know, maybe it's not time, and you're afraid of this, and we kind of put it off. And then, you know, sometimes
what's
the universe kicks us off the, you know, kicks us off the cliff and says, okay, it's time now. So that's for all of us, you know. A lot of us, we kind of know that we're stuck in a place we shouldn't be, and then we, you know, we sit there and we say, oh, well, I'm afraid of this, I'm afraid of that. And then finally, you know, that we get fired from our job or something drastic happens, and it's the universe doing it. We have another caller?
Hello? I don't think so. Don't just say what's going on. But it was a lot of fun having you on. I hope you can come back on in a few weeks.
I would love to.
All right, well, I'll talk to you tonight. Thanks.